There's Life in the Old Dog Yet, Dog Idioms, Part 1. The dog is sometimes referred to in English as man's best friend, reflecting our close relationship with this remarkable animal. In the past, we used dogs to protect ourselves against predators. Nowadays, they perform all manner of roles for us, including herding farm animals, assisting in police work, and helping people with disabilities. And of course, many of us keep dogs as companions. It's no surprise, then, that the word dog features in a great many English idioms, though it seems rather unfair that so many of these phrases have negative meanings. This post, and my next, look at some of the most frequent and useful dog idioms. I'll start with some of those rather negative dog idioms. One that you might have heard of is fight like cat and dog, fight like cats and dogs, which means to repeatedly have angry arguments. For example, like a lot of siblings, when we were kids, we fought like cat and dog. Dog eat dog describes a situation in which people are extremely competitive and will harm each other so that they can succeed. For example, it's dog eat dog out there and oh, the toughest survive. The fashion industry is a dog eat dog world. If you say you don't have a dog in the or this fight, you mean you are not personally involved in or affected by a situation. I'm not going to make any money, whatever the outcome. I don't have a dog in the fight. In UK English, an informal way to refer to something that has been done very badly is a dog's breakfast, for example. She tried to fill in the application form and made a complete dog's breakfast of it. Of course, not all dog idioms have negative meanings. Someone who is like a dog with a bone is determined to do something and will not give up despite difficulties or opposition. For example, once my brother has decided to do something, he's like a dog with a bone. Rather sweetly, old dogs feature in two idioms. The first is the saying, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, meaning that it is difficult to change the way that someone does something when they've been doing it the same way for a long time. There's life in the old dog yet means that although someone is no longer young, they can still be active and have fun. For example, she's been driving like that for so long, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. At the age of 75, he's just taken up tennis. There's life in the old dog yet. To end this post on a positive note, top dog or the top dog in an organisation is the most senior person. For example, she harboured ambitions of one day becoming top dog herself. If you've enjoyed learning about this set of dog idioms, look out for my next post on the same subject.